Just not fair, people. It's not fair that I get to drive around in this big, beautiful BMW and that guy beside me has to drive a Toyota. But anyway, we're not here to lord it over people. It's a little bit warm in here, though. My goodness me, what's going on? A little bit of Modern Love for you there. That was Hall and Oates. Because you know, I have no new music. We're just playing music from 1980. The 80s, I mean, not 1980. The 80s and the 90s. So it's a beautiful morning here. It's about 7:30 in the morning, and I'm headed out to the country to see my father and my brother, who's stopped in town for a little visit, so I'm going out there to see him and say hello to him. So a little nice thing happened, and over the New Year's, my brother phoned me and left a message, and it was just such a very sweet Happy New Year greeting, and I think I'm going to play it for you. Maybe I'll play it right here.
Yeah, it's your brother. Just wanted to wish you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that. I would have bought you a present, but I ran out of money. So, I would have bought you a brand new Beamer. But kind of ran out of money. So, anyway, love you, man. Happy to you guys. Ciao for now.
So that was the message from my brother. Wasn't that sweet? How could you not take time out to go and say hello to such a lovely sounding guy? That message really made my year, I think. It was very nice to hear that. So that's that. I want to say a little special hello to Toppy Smelly. Toppy, I hope you're doing okay. I'm really missing your show. I know it's for the best. I keep listening to Ta-Ta for Now. Or Talk to You, TTYL, whatever your last episode was. I've listened to it a couple of times. And I hope you're doing okay, because you sounded a little off, a little dejected. So I'm thinking about you. And I'm really hoping that your project is going well. So, I hope you'll be back soon, Toppy. We really miss you and your show. And I wish you all the best of luck in your quitting smoking and changing lifestyles. So, I got some feedback from my last show. KC in Denver, I believe, famous podcast listener. KC in Denver wrote me back and gave me some very good ideas about what to do with my shoelaces. And now this isn't too OCD for me, Casey. Casey says to, let me see if I can recall, take the shoelaces, put them in a Ziploc bag, label it with the shoes, that, indicating which shoes they came from, and store them in your shoe drawer with all the shoes, or wherever you store your shoes. And actually, that's a great idea. It's not too OCD for me. That's something I could definitely see myself doing. There's only one minor glitch with that, and that is I now can't remember what I did with those shoelaces, so I may not be able to find them to put into a Ziploc bag. But thank you. Thank you for the tip. I will make use of it. The other thing I spoke about in the last show was making the bed. Now, here are more adventures with the making of the bed. We have one of these duvets, a duvet cover, and a down blanket, like a down filled, stuffing fill thing, right? And you have to stuff the down comforter inside the duvet cover. But they're such a pain in the neck, like the corner, they don't stay in the corners. And so I was fighting with the duvet cover now the last time I was making the bed. So, oh, all this bed making stuff, so complex. So, more bed making adventures. I just don't know what to do. So I got to give you a update on Lisa the Safeway girl. So I went to the Safeway in my straight boy drag, because really that's what it is, really. It's just like I have to go in dressed as straight as I can possibly be, straight looking. Just like when I go to work, I got to put on my straight boy drag and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I go into the Safeway, I meet up, go to the cashier, and there's Lisa. So I go up to Lisa, and she's very friendly, chatty, happy, and all lovely and everything. So I don't know, I'm going to have to go back now, dressed as the gay boy, and see what kind of response we get. So that's two incidents where I was a straight boy, had a very pleasant discussion. One incident where I was the gay boy and was snubbed. So the experiment continues. So Big Fatty, I was participating in a little bit of anal massage, and I happened to be thinking of you for some unknown reason, and the funny thing happened. While that was all going on, your episode from Thursday queued up, and I heard my theme music playing, and I'm going, what is this? What the hell is this? And it was actually Big Fatty show, and he was going on about the definition of the Fey driver and all that stuff. And I thought, what a strange Mobius circle to be in when I was thinking of Big Fatty, and obviously Big Fatty was thinking of me. His show came on, and all that was going on while I had my fingers up my ass. Anyway, I thought that was a strange and interesting occurrence, Big Fatty. So, kind of hope that doesn't happen in the future, to be quite honest. Anyway, speaking of the Fey driver and definitions and what have you, I was actually outed. My husband outed me and my show to the whole family when we were up north for New Year's. So, I had to explain to everybody pink wheel nuts, the Faye driver, and there was like thousands of questions. This went on for like an hour, me trying to explain the whole concept and what podcasting is and all that kind of stuff. And then we had a big discussion. Someone ripped out a dictionary and said, I don't know, I've never heard the word Faye before. Faye driver, what the hell is Faye driver? So someone looked up in the dictionary, and of course, my definition of Faye driver wasn't in their dictionary. So I had to go through this long justification that Faye driver is an old English word for fairy and all that kind of stuff. So whatever. But anyway, so there I was, outed by my husband. Now everybody knows, at least everybody up north knows, about the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. So that was an interesting experience, and not necessarily all that fun, but so now they're all, hello everybody listening on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast up north with me with my fingers up my ass. So I hope you're enjoying the show and everything that goes on in it. I don't know, I guess I will leave things there for now. So do have a look. Oh, I was going to tell you about my week. My first week of work. Went back to work. And actually it was very nice. It was quite good to get back to work. Get back into the groove. And I'm actually feeling a lot better about things. Things are going okay. I'm not feeling as though I've made the worst mistake I've ever made in my life. No, that's not true, but things are going much better for me. So thank you to those people who've been emailing me and stuff like that. So, all right, well, let's roll out with a bit of rock and music here. What song was that? You will not believe the sunrise that I am seeing right now as I rocket down the freeway. It's absolutely beautiful. What a perfect beginning to a lovely day of driving. All right, that will be it for me. I'm going to play some rocking out music, and I'll catch you next time. Take care, everybody. Track 13. Steady.